But the middle class in the Asia-Pacific region is projected to surge from its current 18% to 66% by 2025. The cultural diversification of our national and global marketplaces is a game changer. Tried and true strategies for doing business are no longer working because of cultural differences related to everything, from what motivates buyers, to the way we negotiate, to how we interpret a gesture. The unintended consequences of our cultural obliviousness include conflicts, missed opportunities, and the loss of money, credibility, and trust, inhibiting our ability to build deeper and more trusting relationships with colleagues, clients, and customers. Try as we might to educate ourselves, it is impossible to know the customs, nuances, and hot buttons of every culture with which we come in contact. And while there are books about what to do and not to do when interacting with people from certain cultures, the advice they offer tends to be too specific or superficial to truly offer any benefit in an era in which multiculturalism is fast becoming the new norm. Fortunately, there is a better and more personally enriching way to navigate culture crossings with savvy and success. It's a method that depends on your willingness to look inward, to unpack your own cultural baggage and learn how to get control over your cultural reflexes. Culture is an aspect of our psychology that